A dual American-Turkish citizen who left the United States as a teen with his brother to join the Islamic State terror group has been brought back to his hometown to face terror-related charges. Omar Kuzu appeared in a Texas courtroom Thursday charged with conspiring to provide material support to IS, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Omar Kuzu again appeared in the courtroom. Prosecutors say he left the U.S. in October of 2014 with his brother bound for Istanbul, Turkey. Several months later, they were smuggled into Syria. He says that he was taken to Mosul, Iraq for weapons training and pledged his allegiance to the IS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Upon his return to Syria, officials say that Kuzu, now 23, was captured along with about 400 IS fighters by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces and March after fleeing with about 400 other IS fighters as a terror group's self-declared caliphate in Syria ultimately collapsed. The United States on Friday will put out the intermediate or pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to develop its own new warheads after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles. U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing optimism a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact.
Russia would like to do something on a nuclear treaty, and that's okay with me. They'd like to do something, and so would I.
And U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the expiration of the treaty will heighten the threat of ballistic missiles.
The world will lose an invaluable break on nuclear war, and this will likely heighten, not reduce, the threat posed by ballistic missiles.
U.S. officials for months have complained that Russia turned a deaf ear to pleas from officials here and in Europe to halt its violations of the treaty, especially developing and fielding of the C-8 ground launch cruise missiles. This is VOA News. North Korea on Friday fired unidentified short-range projectiles off its east coast in its third launch in a week. The Yonhap News Agency report said the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were fired at 2:59 a.m. and 3:23 a.m. from a province into the East Sea. At the White House, President Trump said he was not concerned about the missiles, calling them very standard short-range devices.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
Meanwhile, at the UN, Britain, Germany, and France delivered a joint statement condemning the latest North Korean launches. President Trump is again boosting his trade war with China. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's another jump in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. The president says slow-moving negotiations will continue, but starting September 1st, the U.S. will hit China with a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion in goods. He announced the move on Twitter while criticizing Beijing for not making good on promises to stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. and to buy more farm goods. Stocks tumbled fast, with the Dow going from up nearly 300 to down nearly 200 soon after the tweets. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday decried decades of bad behavior from China that hampered free trade, laying out a case at a Southeast Asian forum for Washington's escalating trade war with Beijing. U.S. criticism of China has been a running theme at the Bangkok forum. President Trump on Thursday announced from Washington an additional 10% tariff on $300 billion of Chinese goods in an ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday a dozen staffers had been sent to a Democratic Republic of Congo border city to manage Ebola cases there. The outbreak, which began a year ago Thursday, has now killed more than 1,800 people. 12 CDC employees will go to Goma, a major transit city near the Congolese border with Rwanda. On Thursday, the city confirmed its third case of Ebola. Henry Walke, CDC Director of Preparedness and Emergence Infections, said that several factions make dealing with the outbreak more difficult.
Ongoing violence, armed conflict, community distrust, and other unprecedented problems have complicated public health response activities. As of July 31st, 2019, a total of 2,713 cases, including 148 in healthcare workers and 1,813 deaths, have been reported.
The announcement came hours after Rwanda briefly closed the border it shares with Congo. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.